I'm joined by The Guardian's John Henley, who is in Kerra on the island of Zakynthos. John, what's the voting been like so far? Brisk, and what are the issues people are voting on?
Voting has been brisk. The polling station opened at 7 o'clock sharp this morning, and there was already at least half a dozen people waiting outside the doors of the village primary school to vote. It's a very small village, about 500 people. There are nearly 400 registered voters, 387 to be precise, registered voters, and sort of 10 minutes or so ago, 150 of them had already voted. So that looks like a pretty good turnout. Although the woman who's running the polling station here, who's a lawyer, it's quite interesting that the system, apparently the Greek court and justice system basically shuts down for a week before an election, and all the judges and lawyers are dispatched to various corners of the country to run the polling stations. But she said you shouldn't get too carried away by kind of an early morning enthusiasm for voting, because basically people like to come early in the morning and get on with the rest of their day, and above all avoid the heat of midday. So she said there's usually an early morning rush and a late evening rush after the beach. So you can't really draw any conclusions about the turnout so far. But there's a very, very nice atmosphere. Everybody knows each other. They all went to school. Most of them went to this school, in fact. And they're kind of joshing each other. And there's a lot of joking of people who come in, and you're supposed to collect every single the ballot paper from every single party. There are 15 parties presenting themselves today, plus a blank ballot paper, and you're supposed to take them all in to the polling booth, collect the one you want, and put it in the envelope, and then stick the envelope in the box. But a lot of the older people here are just walking in and picking up one ballot and saying, "Look, you know, everybody here knows what I vote anyway. So why are you expecting me to take them all?" Which is all very good humoured. But the issues underneath are certainly serious. I mean, this is obviously an island. And this particular part of it, particularly, that's dominated by tourism. Everybody here in the village, they're all sort of farmers as well. Everybody has a patch of land, and is either a vineyard or they're growing tomatoes and cucumbers. But during the summer months, they absolutely rely on tourism, and a lot of people here this morning have been really upset at the image of Greece that's portrayed abroad, and I've spoken to a couple of people who said they've actually been called up or emailed by potential foreign customers or holiday makers wanting to come and stay in their villa or hotel or whatever, and wanting to be reassured that there was in fact electricity and that there would be food in the shops. And people are very, very upset indeed about the kind of things that have been written and said about Greece over the past few months. So as far as kind of voting intentions go, very few people want to divulge to a stranger what they're voting. But the overriding impression really is we want stability. We want a government that is going to sit down and work with Europe and work hard and in the interests of the Greek people, but above all, a government that is going to allow Greece to return to some kind of you know, to project some kind of image of stability and safety, and that things here are normal, and basically that it's okay to come here on holiday. As far as the relationship with Europe is concerned and the whole euro issue, opinions are pretty much divided. There's sort of one one group which feel fairly comfortable about them, usually the older people, feel fairly comfortable about going back to the drachma. They've known it, it's worked in the past, but they stress that if that were to happen, it would obviously have to be very carefully planned, and it would be a disaster. What would be a real disaster, this is what everybody says, is if Greece goes kind of crashing out of the euro in some kind of unplanned and unforeseen way. But then there's a whole other group of people who tend to be younger, tend to be also more perhaps business types, who say no, it would be an absolute catastrophe for Greece to leave the euro. You can't turn the clock backwards now. The world has moved on since Greece had the drachma. Everything is much more interlinked. We're in a globalized world now, and Greece needs to be part of something bigger. How would we import sort of expensive foreign goods, and particularly things like medicines and machinery, if we had a weak drachma, the kind of things that we really need.
And in terms of tourism, you mentioned them getting these sort of concerned letters or phone calls from people. I mean, how badly has it been affected? Because I guess people outside might imagine that tourism would be the industry that might hold up amid all the austerity, because people might think, oh well, it's still a cheap holiday or whatever. What's the reality?
That's true, except of course it's not so much a cheap holiday. Greece did very well last year. That was apparently because of at least the explanation that I've heard is that a lot of people who might otherwise have gone on holiday to places like Tunisia and Morocco decided that with the Arab Spring they'd rather kind of, you know, they'd opt for security. But I've spoken to several people here who've said that this year. I spoke to a restaurant owner here just sort of half an hour ago who said that takings for May and June, when they usually get Dutch and German visitors, takings for May and June were somewhere between 45% and 50% down this year on last year. And she's absolutely convinced, like everybody here, that it's because of the it's because people, there've been really shocking headlines in particular in the German press, and also in some of the British press as well, and they're absolutely convinced that people are genuinely believe that if they come to Greece, you know, they'll be safe in terms of, you know, it's not a war zone, obviously, but they're worried that there'll be serious shortages of things, and that the electricity won't be reliable, and that they, you know, basically it's not the kind of conditions that you want to go on holiday in. And that's what's really upsetting them.